The day had finally arrived, thanks to my super friends at Something Awful trademarked. I had tracked down Melissa and would be finally meeting her. After all these years, I brushed my hair, put on my black t-shirt, because black is cool as well as slimming. Although I could lose the weight if I wanted to. It's just the freshman 50. Or is it 15? But I digress. I arrive in front of the house. I closed my eyes, muttered a few words of prayer, and walked up to the door and knocked. I close my eyes, almost unwilling to see what I would have been waiting for years to see. Would it be her, finally? She, the one. "Can I help you?" I heard a young male voice say. I opened my eyes and saw that the door had just been opened, not by a vision from another world, another life long gone, but by a chubby blonde boy who could not have been older than 14. I quickly recollect myself and quipped, "Greetings, son. Is Melissa home?" "You mean Mom?" "Sure, let me get her." "Mom." "Mom," he said. "Mom, did he just say?" My heart starts beating harder and harder, like the effervescent drumbeat of an overclocked Roland TR-909. I want to yell out, but I keep silent. "Courage, Brian," I say to myself. "Courage. You always knew this would be a possibility." Out of nowhere, she appears with disbelief on her beautiful, angelic face. "Brian. Brian, can it truly be you?" She recognizes me. Thank heaven she knows who I am. "Yes, Melissa, it is I. I at long last, and you here together we are. I've been waiting so long this moment to come to be. Oh, Brian, no, wait. Melissa, please, let me just say this," I quipped. "I know you have a child now. You're probably very happy married to someone else. Hopefully a good Christian music sequencing man who loves and respects you. I just wanted to say that all these years I hoped that I would be that good Christian music sequencing man. Just tell me before I leave, having given you all my best and hope for happiness in the future to come, what is your beautiful son's name?" She paused, looked at me, smiles, and says, "Brian. Just like his father." Curses, I thought. I should have been that Brian. I! How ironic. I'd like to think you subconsciously had been keeping me in your subconscious and named him after me. "Brian, I did name him after you. You are his father." I grew dizzy. But how?" I muttered. "Remember that sweet, innocent kiss we exchanged in kindergarten?" "Maybe you don't even remember it having happened," she replied, wistful. I'm not sure. "But yes, that would explain it all, of course. A sweet, innocent kiss exchanged by an innocent and purity would most certainly have caused you to become impregnated with the offspring of our sweet, pure, and innocent love. If only I had known that inside to that young body of yours pulsated an even younger body that was the combination of both our DNAs." Melissa's smile grew wider and she opened the door even wider as well. "Sweet coincidence. Welcome home, Brian, my love. Welcome home," she replies, inviting me in. "It's good to be home," I quipped.